You're listening to the Archaeology Podcast Network.
Possibly dating to almost 19,000 years before present, Monteverde is an archaeological site in southern Chile that is shaking up preconceived notions of the settlement of the Americas.
This is episode 286 for the 13th of October, 2017.
I'm Chris Webster, and this is ARC 365, a podcast today in 2017. Monteverde was discovered in 1975 when a veterinary student was given for identification what locals thought was a cow bone that had eroded out of Chinchahuapi Creek due to severe erosion from logging. The bone was later shown to be from a gomphothere, an elephant-like creature that became extinct in the area around 9,100 years before present. The site underwent excavation by Professor Tom Dillehay from the Universidad Austral de Chile in 1977. Monteverde was located on the banks of a creek just 36 miles from the Pacific Ocean. Well, the Pacific Ocean at the time of discovery. During its use, the coastline was in a different location, of course. The site was well preserved because of the anaerobic bog environment near the creek, causing it to be a rare open-air prehistoric site, one of a few in the Americas. Bones and charcoal were radiocarbon dated in 1982 and resulted in an age of 14,800 calibrated years before present, a full 1,000 years earlier than the earliest known sites in the Americas at the time. Hearths, remains of local animals, wooden posts from at least 12 huts, and scraps of clothing made from hide were all found. The population was estimated at 20 to 30 inhabitants based on the artifacts. A child's footprint was also found hardened in clay. A chunk of meat preserved for millennia in the peat environment was found, and a DNA analysis revealed it to actually be gomphothere. Although the early dates of the site were initially disputed, the scientific community eventually came around and concluded that the site indeed predated the Clovis culture in the Americas. The dominant theory of the peopling of the Americas relies on an ice-free corridor in the Cordilleran Glacier that covered much of North America at the time people were supposed to be at Monteverde, since the ice would not have provided vegetation and animals sufficient for a journey down from Alaska through Canada across the ice and eventually completely down the length of South America, there must be another explanation. There is growing evidence for a water route that hugged the coastline of North America. Less likely is the idea that early people made the journey across the Pacific Ocean by boat. Monteverde is an important site, and more research will likely generate more answers and even more questions. Thank you. That's it for this episode of ARC 365. Please share this episode on your social media sites so others can have fun and learn about archaeology too. Please consider a donation to ARC 365 by sponsoring an episode for just $35. You can find the sponsor page at www.archaeologypodcastnetwork.com/sponsor-ARC-365. Thanks and have a great 2017 with the Archaeology Podcast Network. The song Storm Diggin' was written, performed, and recorded by Steve Webster. This show is produced by Chris Webster and Tristan Boyle and was edited by Chris Webster.
This has been a presentation of the Archaeology Podcast Network. Visit us on the web for show notes and other podcasts at www.archpodnet.com. Contact us at chris@archaeologypodcastnetwork.com.